also on Friday. So who knows what's going to happen as far as everything shakes out.
In the last two outings for the Elkton Pitch and Bayport Lakers, they have scored a combined total of 59 points, including just 22 on Wednesday. Now, John Mooney, let's take a look inside the Laker huddle.
Well, this is the first meeting between the USA Patriots and Coach Eric Wisner's Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Now, his Lakers are young. They're quick. And I'll tell you what, if they don't have it tonight, they better get it real soon. They need a sense of urgency because this is what you call back against the wall time. They have one senior, Hunter Keim, and the underclassmen. They do have varsity experience, but none really being, quote-unquote, the man, okay? Inside threats include junior Anthony Sheridan, freshman Hunter Crone. Outside sharpshooters are going to include juniors Sawyer Kazefka, Mason Williams, Garrett Bowles, and sophomores Dylan Wayner and Logan Collison-Russell. And also they have a freshman, Ethan Wisner. This is a lot of raw talent, but putting it together against an experienced squad against USA is pretty daunting. We'll see what happens.
The JV game in front of us just wrapping up here. USA JV leading by 9 points, trying to extend it out with a couple free throws right now with 48 seconds left in regulation. It's USA JV 46. Check that, 47. Lakers 37. It was back and forth, both teams leading pretty much all the way through the first three quarters. And then USA pulling away here to lead by 10 points with less than a minute to play. It's time for a short break on the WLW Sports Network. Up next, we'll see what the USA Patriots will have to offer tonight as they host the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. So keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com, being powered by Anger Valley Services. Lakers at USA. You've heard us talk about our new pediatrician at Shure, but now let's hear it straight from Dr. Carrie Rabinera.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie Rabinera. I want to thank everyone for such a warm welcome to The Thumb.
We hear so much about having a primary care provider, but why should families have a dedicated pediatrician?
I would say it's important for a couple of reasons. Pediatricians have specialized training in taking care of kids, both healthy and sick, and it's also nice to have somebody close by that you can go to for something as simple as a cold. I'm really excited to be able to help take care of the kids here in The Thumb. I'm excited to work with such a great group of people, and I'm just really excited to keep kids healthy.
You're seeing pediatric patients at Shure and Pigeon, but this is more than just newborns, right?
Yeah, so it's a common misconception. I do see kids from the time they are born up through about age 18. Health is such an important thing to a kid. If you're not healthy, if you're sick all of the time, you can't go to school, you can't learn well, it's hard to grow up and be a healthy, functioning adult. And so being healthy is important from the beginning.
You can learn more about Dr. Carrie Rabinera by watching her featured video on her website at Shure.org. Shure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Today, most farming operations are still family-owned and operated, so working with a local ag lender that understands you and your operation is now more important than ever. This is Brody Beachy, just one of the ag lenders with Bayport State Bank. With ever-changing technology and input costs, flexible terms and financing are now crucial to a successful farming business. So whether you are just beginning your career or an experienced farmer, let us personalize a lending package that best suits you and your operation. Great rates, exceptional customer service, and hometown values. Bayport State Bank is the bank local farmers trust. Shouldn't you?
With 8 ATM locations in Huron County, banking has never been easier. Bayport State Bank with office locations in Bad Axe, Bayport, and Pigeon. Equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
This week at More Motor Sales in Carroll, when you purchase any new or used vehicle, you will get free oil changes for one full year. That's right, buy any new or used vehicle this week at More Motor Sales in Carroll and get free oil changes for one full year. That includes every new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, truck, or Jeep, including the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ram 1500, and all F-150 trucks too. Don't miss this great opportunity only at More Motor Sales on M81 on the west side of Carroll.
Hi, I'm Dawn Foote from Decker, Michigan. I've been in the car business for almost 10 years. And all those years, I've been right here at Moore Motors in Carroll. It all started when I came to buy a car from Mark McGarry. He was swamped, and I just stepped in and helped him out and got a job. It was 6 months later he put me on the sales floor. My role here at Moore Motors is selling new and used vehicles. My number one passion for what I do and love coming to work is helping people. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, please come see me, Dawn Foote, at Moore Motors in Carroll. You are going to get more at Moore Motors.
This is George Ryerson, superintendent of Unionville Sebring Area Schools, where we take your students' success to heart. We're proud to announce September as Attendance Awareness Month at USA Schools. Starting this school year on the right foot means attending school every day. Do you know that 1 out of every 10 students in the United States misses 10% of the school year? Attending school every day in September is critical because half of the students who miss 2 or more days in September go on to miss nearly a month of school. These attendance gaps lead to achievement gaps. Starting in kindergarten, chronic absence leads to third graders unable to read well. By sixth grade, it's a warning sign that students will fail classes or even drop out of high school. During Attendance Awareness Month, we're asking school leaders, community advocates, parents, and students to build a habit and a culture of regular school attendance and to work together to identify and address barriers to getting children to school. To enroll in USA Schools or for more information, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. It's the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers on the road at the famed USA Patriots. Quite the facility here. Beautiful upgrades over the past 2 years. And here we are on top of the court. That game fourth build. The USA Patriots enter tonight at 6-1 overall. Their only loss was to Reese back on December 20th. In the Grantham West, they are 3-1. That is puts them in one game out of first place, held by Reese in a rematch upcoming. We'll get to that more later. USA is coached by Mark Gainforth, now into his 24th year. Over that time, he's gone 411-130. That's good enough for 76% winning all games played since 1997. USA scores on offense 61 points per game. That's the second best offense in the Grantham Conference, second only to Reese. On defense, they allow 41.1. That is the top of all 14 GTC teams and 7.5 points better than Lakers' defense. Average margin of victory for the USA Patriots is at 19.9. That, too, is the best of the conference and a 10-point advantage over the number two team, which would be Harbor Beach. The Patriots start out the 2020 season right where they left off a year ago, scoring 81 points in their first game against Harbor Beach in a 35-point victory. But since then, USA has scored more than 60 points just twice, and both of those were last week. Their only loss this season is to the Reese Rockets, with a rematch that they have been long anticipating this coming Wednesday, a game you'll be able to listen to right here on the WLW Sports Network.
You know something? We have the Patriots for two more games in a row, even after tonight. I mean, you already mentioned Reese, obviously, but also there's Bad Axe looming as well. I'm going to talk about Murderer's Row when you finally go through all three of these teams.
In the last seven matchups with the Lakers, USA has won all seven and scored on average 63 points while allowing just 32 on defense. Now, John Mooney, let's take a look at the roster of the 6-1 USA Patriots.
Well, Coach Mark Gainforth's USA Patriots, they continue to ride the wave of experience that has led them to a lot of hardware. And, you know, while the ranks might have thinned a bit, the talent has not. They are led by seniors Nash Morton, Landon Zimmer, Cade Ryerson, Cody Babcock, and junior Connor Gettle. The Patriots are as quick as ever, but dare not get into foul trouble. Don't expect them to be going on the inside where the big guys live. They stay away from the paint. The guy over there standing in crutches area, he's the inside guy.
Keegan
it's too
Bixman.
Bad. Keegan Bixman, he's not with the team this year. Yeah. But anyways, three-point shooting is their strength, and they're also pretty adept at foul shooting as well.
When we return, we'll analyze the tale of the tape between the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the Unionville Sebring Area Patriots right here on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City. DS Services is your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three-truck and all